Hey, this is Kurt Isles. I want to welcome you to the Creek Bank blog and podcast. Now, as you can see, I'm not on the porch at the old house in Dry Creek. We're recording today from my other outdoor studio and our backyard patio at our home in Alexandria. Now, we'll still have our sound effects of the birds and the wind chimes and maybe a car driving by every once in a while, but don't worry about that. Just lean back and enjoy yourself. As we tell you the story, Our Father Knows Best. Now, this story comes from my third book. It's my third short story collection called Wind in the Pines. It was released in 2004. I wrote my first book, Stories from the Creek Bank, in 2000. And I think it had about 45 stories in it. And people said, do you have any more stories like that? And I asked myself, do I have any more stories like that? Well, then came the old house. Then came Wind in the Pines, and this was released in 2004, and I'm still writing. And I haven't run out of story ideas yet, because as I look around, there's just stories everywhere. If you go to our blog at creekbank.net, you can see that probably in the last month, I've written a couple of dozen brand new stories. I'm working on some more. In fact, I'm having a hard time keeping my head above water with all these stories. I'm thankful to God for the good mental health and ability and the insights he's given me to write and tell stories. I'm very excited about telling you today a story that comes from Wind in the Pines. It's a story that's very, very special to me because it involves my dad. And the story is called My Father Knows Best. Now, my dad was a remarkable man in many ways. He had a deep, unshakable faith that he shares so well in the following story you're going to hear. Please feel free to pass this on to folks who need a good word right now. This was written in 1987. My dad was 53 years old. Here it is. Our Father Knows Best, A Healthy View on Death, by Clayton Isles. I do not know when or how Jesus will choose to call me home. It may be through something that the world would class as a tragedy or accident. It may be through a lingering terminal illness, or it might be through the wearing out of this body. It might even be through his coming again. It may be today or many years from now. Regardless, what will make it blessed is that it will be in his time and at his call. This will be his call for me to enter the real world prepared for me and too glorious to describe. Now, I do not associate my death with evil in any way, nor do I want my friends and family to view it as such. It is through the door through which we must all pass, but the keeper of the door has promised that once we make him Lord and Savior, he will never, never leave us or forsake us. I think that means that neither Satan nor any power can ever touch me, whether it's in this life or at the time of death. Nothing can penetrate the loving arms of Christ around his child. Now, I believe that God must be either active or passive in events of life and in this world. In the Bible, I only see him as an active God. I am so glad that he is active in the affairs surrounding my life. Since God never does anything partway, I know he is in control of every second and every hour I live. However, there's an appalling thought connected with this truth. He has a perfect will for each day and each year of my life, and I daily fail to even start to live up to his will. The sweet thing is that he still loves me in my weakness. Just I will always love my children, even when they do differently from what I think they should. If I can feel this way about my children and my imperfect love, how much more can he in his perfect, unlimited love? Now, I do not understand why the Lord allows certain things to happen to his people. I do not begin to understand the mind of an all-sovereign God. How could we in our weak and feeble minds? God does not ask us to figure everything out, but he does ask us to trust him in every situation and praise his name because he knows what is best and will give us what is best. It's so wonderful just to be able to cling to and claim verses like Psalms 56:3, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Or Proverbs 3:5-6, which states, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And there's a verse that says it all, Romans 8:28. For all things work together to good for those that love the Lord. Now, I cling to those verses and find comfort in everything I cannot understand. God wants us to trust him and lean not on our own understanding. I don't know how the unsaved person could even bear to think about death, much less experience. I do not understand how anyone can make it through life without a guide. I am so glad and so very thankful that I have a Savior who I trust each moment and who I know will someday call my name when he's ready for me to see him face to face. Now, my death may be a shock, a surprise, or even called an accident from this side of life's curtain, but to God, it will not be a shock or a surprise. It will be part of God's perfect plan, and for me, a glorious welcome home. Job said it all when he said, the Lord gives, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Clayton Isles, 1934-203. And I added this verse from Hebrews 11:4, which I love. Though dead, he speaketh still. Through my dad's words, he's still alive. He's still touching people. And I'll say this as a close. I call myself a writer. Well, you've just heard, I'm still the second best writer in the Isles family. My dad's such a way of pouring out his feelings onto paper. And the only thing I regret is he didn't leave a bigger trail of paper of his life. I want to encourage each one of us. It's a good reminder to all of us. Get that journal out and write about your life. It doesn't have to be fancy, and you may choose to keep it private for now. But leave a paper trail for those who follow. Once again, I'm so glad you've joined us today at the Creek Bank. We'll look forward to seeing you next week, hopefully back in Dry Creek. Until then, we'll leave the screen door unlatched for you.